Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Time now for the Live Wire with Fitty.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's all cap.
You think Xavier Leggett?
Yeah.
Is lying about his name.
This guy played in the SEC. Was on national TV how many times?
I actually don't know.
Met with the TV broadcast, I'd imagine, quite a bit last year. This never came up. You didn't correct the SEC, but when the boss of the NFL pronounces it, yep, that's my name. I don't buy it.
Yeah, but he didn't correct him then. It's just now.
Because he was on the phone because he wasn't there to give him that awkward bro hug that the commissioner does on draft night.
I understand it. It's an awkward thing to do to correct somebody in a post-game interview or anything like that. And plus, when you step up to the podium, it's not like people are calling you Xavier Leggett, Xavier Leggett. They're just saying, hey, Xavier. And so you don't have to correct them on it. I get how it happens. What are you looking at? Wes is all kinds of confused. What's going on?
I'm just seeing that Caleb Williams checked in at the Bears draft party using a hologram. Did you see this?
I did not see it.
The future.
Caleb Williams is different.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. You go look it up. Caleb Williams is there in, I guess, AI, but not...
It's a hologram. It's in reality. Front Office Sports. Check it out. Yeah, this is the world that we live in now.
All right. So Fitty doesn't like Xavier Leggett. He's going to continue to call him Xavier Leggett. I don't know if that's respectful, but Fitty is not going to be respectful to it. And so we move on. What kind of sound do you have for us today?
All right. Well, we're going to keep on talking about Xavier Leggett here in the Live Wire. And remember when Dave Canales answered or responded to the comments about Leggett saying that they promised if he was there at 33 that they would draft him. And Dave Canales said, yeah, I told that to about 50 different players. Well, just exactly how high was Leggett in the list of 50 that they told was their guy?
Oh, he was high up there because, like I said, it's a combination of the ability to bring an element to the football field, but then also just the fit, the Panther fit, you know? So, definitely he was one of the higher guys there, which is why we were willing to, you know, go through the process of talking to teams and trying to figure this whole thing out, you know.
The Panther fit, Walker. That's kind of Matt Rulean when Matt Rule once said, respect the Panther. How much, though, do you think, and I know we've talked about it, but we'll reiterate it for the new audience. How much do you think that the fact that it was very open that they wanted to draft Leggett, that they felt compelled to trade up one spot to make sure they got the guy they told the whole world we wanted?
I think it was a big part of it. I do think having the fifth-year option matters a lot. I don't want to just look over that, but I do think that they were paranoid about somebody jumping them and then selecting Xavier Leggett. It's going to be so weird. Xavier Leggett at 32 because it was so known. You met with them a million times. Leggett is trying to tell you that he is going to be that pick at 33 on a podcast, and he's saying they even want to use me like Mike Evans. Like, he's been telling you how they're going to use him, let alone that they're going to take him. I bet it did have something to do with them trading up.
Yeah, I think so too, man, because, you know, you're always thinking about the finances, and you think about if Bryce Young hits, how much money you're going to have to pay him, and so you want as cheap a personnel around him as you can possibly have. And so, yeah, I think that does make a lot of sense, and I think it was a shrewd move if it ends up working out and he does become that stud that one day you might have to pay. Hell, by the time he's due for free agency, receivers will probably be making low-end quarterback money. They already are now. Yep. So you're talking $35, $38 million by the time Leggett gets up there to be paid.
It's going
to
be weird.
One of the things we've talked about, or we've tried to figure out since Dan Morgan became the GM, is which players fit the dog that he is searching for to add to the roster. And he talked about if Leggett has that dog in him, late last night.
Yeah, I'd say so. He's definitely has that about him. You'll get around him. He's a great young man. But he's also you can tell he's got that dog in him, that look in his eye. I think he's not only a special player but a special person too. So, but yeah, he definitely has that dog mentality.
So let's ask the most pertinent question here, Wes. What kind of dog does Xavier Leggett sound like?
I think based off his build, I'm trying to think of what type of dog he would compare to.
Xavier Leggett sounds like a badass.
You need to call the man Leggett. That's what he asked to be called.
Well, no, I don't.
But Xavier Leggett doesn't sound so.
What about Xavier Leggett? Because if Fresh Dookie is correct on Twitter, I hate that name.
I'll say that again.
On text line, he's saying, I think you still pronounce it like Leggett. Enunciate the get, but you have the lead. This is all terrible. I think it is Leggett. That makes much more sense to me than Leggett. So maybe Xavier Leggett. I don't know how to pronounce our first round pick's name.
Wow.
Everything.
We can't feel bad. Everybody's been doing it.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Just give him the initials.
I do like XL. It's a sweet when you start tweeting about him and then you start to settle in like an SGA, like whatever the initials that take over somebody's name. XL is a good one.
I think I would compare him to a Doberman.
It's pretty good.
Good sized dog, really fast, athletic. I think that's what I would say.
I think Dobermans are a little too slender. I'm going to go Rottweiler. If we're looking for a junkyard dog, maybe something a little taller. I don't like Mastiff because Mastiff's.
Rottweiler's not fast like that, though, right?
They can be, I guess. Maybe
I want to find out.
What about a giant Schnauzer? Because they're fast.
Schnauzer.
But they're not as big.
Your animal knowledge, man, is off the chain.
This is the middle of the Venn diagram that has my animal knowledge and sports knowledge meet as one. I can tell you what kind of dogs wide receivers resemble. I'm standing on Rottweiler. I'm going with it. That's what I'm rolling with.
All right. You know, if we go with XL, though, he could be a St. Bernard. You know?
You talk about not fast.
If we draft Jackson Powers Johnson, that's more like the St. Bernard you're looking for.
You ever seen a St. Bernard in person?
Yes, yeah. I have.
It's pretty breathtaking how big those dogs
are. I love them, man. I at one time thought about getting one, but I've seen how sick that they can get. I read up.
They can get mean. They can get drooly. Yeah. If you don't like drool.
The puppies, I'm done. You bring a St. Bernard pup around.
The puppies are. How do you not like puppies?
I front on people changing their voices. I laugh at people changing their voices for their dogs. I'm doing that for a St. Bernard pup. A lot of puppies. A lot of puppies I'm changing my voice for.
We found the kryptonite to Wes's masculine shield. All we have to do is find a St. Bernard puppy, and then he crumbles and melts.
Yeah, remember that car
ground.
Commercial with the girl, and she surprised, I think he surprised her with the dog, and then the car after that? Oh, that St. Bernard puppy. It was too
much. All right. We found the key to Wes's heart. St. Bernard puppy.
So you didn't change your voice when your son was a baby and you were talking to him? You didn't have a baby voice talk?
No, I didn't. I always talk to my son like I normally would talk.
I try to fight it a little bit. I do. So I don't go as crazy as other people when they talk to their dogs like that. It has to sound different.
Oh, no, we heard you talk to your dogs. Guinness, sit down. What you doing?
He was going crazy, man.
I was so excited to meet him. And I mean, it was like full
He's about
dad
to jump
mode.
Out of the window.
Hey, sit down. What are you doing?
No, they were excited to meet us.
Yeah.
And then Dad Walker came over there and laid the law down.
He was about to jump out the window, okay? It's a long drop. He's on Trazodone. So and let me tell you, he was lit on some Traz, okay? He hates cars, can't stand it. He's panting the entire time. We had an hour-long drive, hour and a half, something like that. So, no, he was about to jump out, try to jump into Fitty's arms, probably miss, flip onto the ground, and do so all drugged up. No, he needed to lay down when I told him to lay down. Go on, Fitty.
We've been talking a lot about the fifth-year option. Bill Belichick joined the Pat McAfee Show draft special to talk about why and how that played a role in Carolina's decision to trade up into the first round to draft Xavier Leggett.
I mean, here's something to think about. If you think you really got a good player, you have the fifth-year option at 32. At 33, you got him for 4 years. So if you were coming up to get a player at a highly paid position, tackle, quarterback, corner, pass rusher, receiver, it's probably worth it. If you're coming up for a center, that doesn't really make financial sense. The player's still the player. I get that. But as far as the fifth-year option, that could come into play here.
What do you think about that, Walker? Like, let's say Carolina would have done this for Graham Barton or JPJ. Would you have been not on as bored as you were with this move because, like you said, you're doing it for a skill position player, quarterback, one of those players?
That soundbite makes sense to me. Perhaps I wouldn't have thought of that before I heard the soundbite, but Graham Barton is just somebody that was one of my favorite prospects in the entire draft class. He filled a position of need. He has position flexibility. We got to see him be such an athletic player at that center spot. So it reminds me of, just because it's the high-end example, I'm not saying he's going to be Jason Kelce, but he does remind me of a mold to where he can just be this athletic dude Dave Canales can use in ways that you can't use other centers. So maybe it would be different for Graham Barton. I don't want to trade up anyway, though. Just to be clear, I didn't want to trade up for anybody. The fact that you only trade up one spot, okay, you lose a fifth-round pick, but you gain a sixth-round pick, whatever. But yeah, perhaps that reasoning does make some more sense if you're talking about what position you should trade up for.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Belichick does make a lot of sense there because these are positions you are going to have to pay a lot of money for. We just said it. By the time Leggett is up for his first big contract, I mean, there's no telling what wide receivers could be making, especially with the position exploding in popularity again. It's not that receivers ever went out of style, but now it seems like more than ever, teams are coveting wide receivers, so that will place more of a premium when it's time to cut the check. So that makes all the sense to me.
704 number, Walker, is shooting their shot to become the dog trainer for Guinness.
He's already trained, man. I appreciate it, though. Thank you very much. You saw him one time, and he was on Traz, okay?
Like, if he has to be on Traz, is he trained?
In the car? Yes. We can work with anxiety as much as possible. Trust me, we've taken him in the car a million times. And that dog, that beagle, he's just not about it.
Carolina,
I do appreciate it, though.
Carolina Crazy, you ask a really important question, too.
Okay.
If I just, and I think I did a really good job describing the way you talked to Guinness. How do you talk to them poor bamboo shrimp when you're talking to the fish?
The bamboo shrimp, I just want him to use the flow maker I got, man, so he can just sit and filter feed all day long.
I bet you, you cuss at the fish, don't you? Like, why don't you do this, you stupid beep, 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 beep.
If I do that, I would be certifiable, okay? And I'm not that, I promise. I might have some weird quirks about me. I do like fish. I do not talk to them, okay? That's not anything that I do. I promise you.
C.J. Stroud and Micah Parsons were on some NFL draft special last night for Bleacher Report because we need so many draft specials to cover the draft. But he talked about
hating Loki.
What'd you say?
I said you're hating Loki.
Oh yeah, I thought it was bad.
Oh
my God. Micah too. Micah included. Like, get your ass in the weight room. Get your ass in the film room. We got games to win. I don't need you talking about prospects.
So Fitty, you don't like players doing the draft specials. You don't like player podcasts. Like,
nope.
I don't understand. Do you have like a complex? You don't like the people who actually do it talking about it, or what is it? Because I thought CJ Stroud was excellent.
Oh.
And I like what Michael Parsons brought to the table too.
You know, I think
there's room for everybody.
This is our medium, Wes. The more that guys like them do it, it takes away opportunities from you, from me.
They ain't taking nothing from your boy.
What about, they could stand in the way of the Wes and Walker draft special.
Fitty, there's room for everybody to have space in here.
Much rather have one of these high-priced athletes up there talking.
I knew that's what it was. I should have been a lawyer.
Anyway.
He said they ain't taking your boy. I'm a former player.
No, I'm saying what I said everybody, because they would look down on me too, because I'm not all pro, ex-NFL, none of that. So I'm no different. I'm just saying there's room for everybody.
I was all conference at Bunker Hill. They ain't taking my
job. That's what I'm saying. There's room for all of us.
Stroud loves the pick of Xavier Leggett.
No, don't do that. Don't introduce more pronunciations. Don't do that.
You don't get receivers to all be the same type of route runners or the same type of weapons.
Yeah.
I think Deontay Johnson, I think is a heck of a route runner, creates a lot of separation. Thielen, another guy who is a vet, very smart, had a good year last year. I think this guy comes in, and he is that DK Metcalf. He is that Deebo Samuel guy that takes the top off that they didn't have last season, that it makes those tough, strong catches. I think Legette has good high crosses. He has good things where he doesn't put his feet in the ground all the way because he's so big, mm-hmm. and he can't stop like that just because he's naturally like a big human. But I like Legette. Like Legette was high on my board because, you know, we run the Niners system, and, you know, he's a guy who can get sweeps. He can line up. He can line up and really do whatever you ask him, except, I mean, for the things that you pointed out. But I think you can develop that as he gets slimmer. And I like the pick for Bryce, man. I think that's a good time get.
All right, Wes, since you thought C.J. Stroud was, quote, excellent, what'd you make of his breakdown of Xavier Legette?
I mean, that was tremendous. It was so detailed. That's the thing I like about C.J. and the thing I like more and more about him when I hear him talk. For one, he seems like a junkie to where he just watches tons of college football, tons of NFL football, tons of his own stuff, and he just knows ball. And that quote he made about him not being able to stop his feet like that because he's such a big guy and different things like that, that's a quarterback that understands his receivers, man. And, I mean, I think C.J. Stroud's football acumen is just splendid, man. He's a brilliant, brilliant player, and that's why I think that he's just going to be a tremendous quarterback throughout his career.
You hate that the angle last year during the pre-draft process made this ugly turn because of the S2 processing test. Because Anthony Richardson performed well on it. Will Levis performed well. Bryce Young performed the best that we had ever seen. And so while people that truly tried to inform the consumers what the S2 test was simply processing and more reaction time than it was football IQ, that was still the leap that people made. And therefore, you view C.J. Stroud as a dumber football player because he didn't score well in this S2 test, when in reality, that's not the case at all. And I thought he was fantastic as well last night. And we're starting to see this a little bit with C.J. Mm-hmm. too. He's in the medium space. We see him alongside Mike Renner, who's a part of Pro Football Focus, and Adam Lefko. So this was put on with the help of a couple professionals, one with evaluation, one with just hosting. And C.J. Stroud was a star.
Yes.
This is why I hate it, because C.J. Stroud is only gaining more momentum as a personality, as an amazing yeah. player. And, of course, this is the guy that the Panthers didn't draft number one. I bet Bryce Young would also be able to talk ball with C.J. Stroud at that same
no
level.
Doubt.
It's just, you know, CJ has the 4,000 passing yards to go along with it, yeah. and Bryce has the two wins.
I'm calling it season. Now, man. I think when his career is done, he might mess around and get a Tom Brady deal when it's all said and done for doing color commentary.
But it's a very early call, but maybe.
He's so good, man. But, it was something else I wanted to say, man, but I forgot. I know we're up against it.
All right.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.